Hey there, mindful MBAs. You made it. Friday is here, and right along with it, your trusty no-fail mindfulness challenge for the weekend. This week was a little more about the why than the how, as we discussed the reasons that it's worth trying to fit mindfulness into an already jam-packed lifestyle. As it turns out, there's plenty of evidence that practicing mindfulness helps with everything from creativity to decision-making to relationships. What's not to love, right? As with any effort, however, knowing why you're doing it can be super helpful to keep you at it when doing so seems especially tough. So for this week's mindfulness challenge, I'm going to give you the how to find your very own mindfulness why. Since this particular exercise is less about actually practicing mindfulness, let's start by taking three deep breaths. Inhale fully, inflating your chest and your belly, and then exhale completely out of your nose and your mouth. You may even want to make that an audible exhale, like Repeat this at least three times or more if it helps you connect with where you are right now and back away from the internal chatter that the day so far has created in your mind. Once you're feeling centered, bring to mind an image of you as the best version of yourself. This may be an image that you recognize from a time when you rocked it, doing something important to you. Or maybe it's just you in a space where you know your strengths shine. It may also be an aspirational version of you, one that you know you can be, but you just haven't seen him or her in action quite yet. That's okay too. Go ahead and picture exactly what this person looks like, sounds like, and what it feels like for you to embody all the qualities this person does. As you imagine this version of yourself, name some of the qualities that this image represents. Are they especially focused, clear-minded, patient, or fully engaged in interactions with others? Are they decisive, compassionate, or non-judgmental? Try to identify these qualities without judging yourself for whether you currently embody them. You're noting what this version of you has, not what you are currently missing. For just a moment, hold in your mind the quality or qualities that you have identified. Then picture them moving from your mind to your heart. These qualities are your intentions for your mindfulness practice in general. There may be days when a specific or different intention is more appropriate for you, based on circumstances in your life. But overall, the qualities that you've identified here are, at least for now, the steady center of your mindfulness practice. We practice mindfulness not to turn us into something we aren't, but to help us actually live as the best versions of the selves we actually are. Everything you need to practice mindfulness, your attention, intention, and breath, is already within you. So are the qualities that you hope to embody as a colleague, leader, friend, and loved one. The key is to find even just a little bit of time, as often as you can, to temporarily slow down and connect with the place within you where each of these incredible qualities is hanging out, awaiting an invitation to bloom and show the world everything that you have to offer. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope you enjoy this opportunity to catch your breath and unleash your potential.